In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Thomas Aquinas defined God as sheer substantial being, whose essence or nature is identical to his existence. As such, he is the fullness of being and pure act, eternally present, and beyond the comprehension of any creature, human or angelic. But in theology, in addition to sheer being, we can identify God by what are termed the transcendentals, unity, goodness, truth, and beauty. These transcendentals are said to be convertible with being, that is, they are included in the idea of the fullness of being. And thus we can discuss God as being not simply one, good, true, and beautiful, but as the very source and highest expression of these qualities. God is more than good, he is goodness itself. And anything that is good, insofar as it is good, participates in the being of God. And the same is true for the other transcendentals. God is unity itself, truth itself, and beauty itself. And so in his Confessions, St. Augustine addresses God as the beauty ever ancient, ever new. Well, a little philosophy may be interesting, but what does it have to do with Christmas, the celebration of Christ's nativity? My friend Monsignor Lawrence McInerney, the pastor of Stella Maris on Sullivan's Island, suggested in a letter to the millennial generation that just as we are all meant to experience the presence of God in our lives, so we are all meant for the transcendentals. And so reflecting on unity, goodness, beauty, and truth can help us appreciate the meaning of Christmas and why God was born into our world. Well, how would that work? First, unity has an important place in the meaning of Christmas. The whole Trinity was involved in the mystery of the Incarnation. God the Father so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to be born as a human being, not to condemn the world, but to save it from sin and death. And that incarnation was accomplished by the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon the Virgin Mary. The effect of the incarnation was thus to unite humanity with God in a profound and special way. God became a human being and was called Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us, for he would share in everything that pertains to human nature, sin alone excepted. Second, the purpose of the incarnation was to do good to humanity. We had been created in the image and after the likeness of God, but that image and likeness had been distorted by the fall of humanity so that we were subject to sin and death. But now, through the birth of our Savior, that image and likeness were to be repaired, and we were to be restored and recreated by God himself assuming our human nature. Third, what could be more beautiful than the story of Christ's nativity? It is a story of simple people, Joseph and Mary and Jesus, some shepherds, in a humble setting, and yet it is also charged with supernatural splendor and quiet dignity and profound meaning. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And finally, perhaps the most beautiful and most meaningful aspect of the incarnation is that it is true. It was not some myth or fable invented by poets or philosophers. It took place in recorded history at a specific time and place, at Bethlehem in Judea, in the 42nd year of the reign of Caesar Augustus. The Lord, who created all things and who governs all things, humbled himself to be born as a little child, nursing in his mother's arms. The Word, the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, became flesh and dwelt among us, in order that we might be recalled to our vocation as children of God, and in order that we may know ourselves as brothers and sisters in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.